Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, Thursday night at a running track in Wavertree, and a world record attempt was underway around 8 o'clock. Former Royal Marine Andy Grant, he was in the studio the other day. He'd been training for this one, and he was aiming to become the fastest single-leg amputee to run 10 kilometres. Did he do it? Morning, Andy.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Great. What was the time? What did you set? Did you break the record?
I did. I broke it by 36 seconds and I got round in a time of 37.17.
Wow, you must be absolutely delighted with that. That was hammering it some.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I could not have done it without the Liverpool Harriers. It was, you know, those guys pre-setted me for the 24 laps. I only really had to run one lap, if you look at it like that. And it was just all thanks to the team, really, the coach, Tony Clark, and Liverpool Harriers themselves. They paced me round, all the support that was there. And in some ways, it felt like the easiest race I've ever done. It was, it just all come together on the night. And yeah, now I can, all the talking I've been doing can stop, and I can actually say I'm I'm the fastest one-legged man in the world over 10K.
It's a brilliant record to have, and congratulations to you. I know how much it's meant to you to do this, because you weren't 100%, were you? You knew you could do it, but there's always that slight bit of doubt as to whether things will go your way.
Yeah, I mean, my personal best before last night was over 51 seconds outside of the record. So, I've knocked 1 minute 20 off my own personal best. And I knew I had it in the locker. It was more of a case that when I spoke about the magnitude of it, and you actually think that, you know, no one has ever done this before, that was when I kind of doubted myself. But thankfully, like I said, I had confidence in myself and in Liverpool Harriers, the team around me. And honestly, Steve, the support that came last night, there was 200-300 people there. We had
brilliant
people driving up from London, down from Scotland, over from Pontefract, from Catterick to Manchester. It was Jamie Carragher turned up, Callum Smith. So to have some of Liverpool's, you know, legendary sporting icons there, and friends, family from school, and people travelling, it was just an amazing experience. And I just wish I could replay it all again.
Yeah, you've had some brilliant support across the board. I saw Robbie Fowler taking the mick out of you on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, he had some good banter. I bought a new pair of running shoes and I said, you know, it's a pity to buy such a nice pair of running shoes when I only need the left one. And he tweeted back saying, hey, I know how you feel. Obviously, with his left one. So, yeah, I mean, he's been a great support, and he was away last night and couldn't make it, but he was messaging and, you know, wishing me all the best. And again, I've just been completely overwhelmed all day yesterday, and just how many people have got behind. You know, sometimes it's easy to get really negative in the world. There's so much going on and there's so much, you know, people get divided so easily. But last night I just felt so humbled and blessed that everyone come together to see this event. And I was joking with the guys last night and said, I don't care if it gets broken next week, because no one will ever take that away from Liverpool as a city, Liverpool Harriers and myself from last night. It was a real special night.
Does that go into, that goes into the Guinness Book of Records then? Is that how that works?
Well, the thing is, it's not actually a Guinness World Record as of yet. The guy who held the record before me, it was just kind of the known record. It wasn't an official record, but
right.
But again, thanks to all the guys at Liverpool Harriers, we've now got it official. So what I'm going to do with this now is kind of lobby to get it made an official world record. But the bigger picture is I want to try and lobby to get a longer event done at the Paralympics, because what this will do now is give me some foundations to, like I say, lobby to get a longer event done in the Paralympics, because up to now, the longest distance is 400 metres, which, you know, is kind of one poxy lap around the track where, you know, I've just run 25 of them last night. So I'm hoping that there will be a longer distance in the Paralympics next year, and it will open it up to a lot more athletes. So, again, now that it's all official, I'm hoping, yeah, it can be a big tool to kind of get that longer event done.
Well, I hope that comes to fruition. We discussed this the other day. I couldn't believe it when you said to me that, you know, 400 was the max that was already in place at the Paralympics, because I just assumed there would be some long distance running in there. There must be plenty of other amputees like yourself, people with disabilities, who would want to engage and take part in longer runs.
Exactly, that's my exact point. I mean, I couldn't believe it myself. I mean, I took part in the Invictus Games and I won a couple of gold medals there, and that was what, you know, gave me the drive to think maybe the Paralympics is an option for me. And when I found out it was 400 metres, I was absolutely, you know, distraught, thinking, you know, this can't be right. There's got to be more events. For other disabilities, there are longer distances for other disabilities, but for my classification, which is obviously lost one leg below the knee or two legs below the knee, then yeah, 400's the shortest. And just through the military and people who took part in the Invictus Games, I know there are, you know, hundreds of guys out there who would want to and would love to take part in this event. So again, I just can't thank the guys at Liverpool Harriers enough because of their time and due diligence of making it all official and it's all done. You know, now we have something concrete to say, look, you know, there are people out there who are running these times. Maybe why not increase the distance? Even 1,500 metres would be great, but just 400 is a little bit too short for me. So hopefully in the future, you know, I could eventually end up in the Paralympics.
So your time is 37.17. What was the hardest bit of that? I mean, as you said, you were paced. So you had an understanding as to whether you were ahead of the record. When you got to the final couple of laps, was that when you thought, actually, did the crowd and everyone pick you up? You knew you could do it then?
Yeah, it was a funny one, really. Again, it was the most surreal night of my life because as we ran round the kind of home street, the support there was immense. We had music playing and I couldn't hear myself think for that, you know, kind of 100 metres. It was amazing. But as I kind of tailed off and went towards the back straight, it was quite quiet. And about laps kind of 17, 18, 19, I was struggling a little bit. And Jamie Carragher walked over and, you know, as I kind of turned away from the crowd, it started to get quiet. And then I looked up and Carragher was there saying, you know, come on, Andy, keep going. And I ran down that back straight thinking, you know, when will I ever have Jamie Carragher there wishing me well ever again? And that was just a bit of, you know, the motivation I needed right then. So I'd say laps kind of 17, 18, 19 were quite tough. And then... And that was it, really. That was my only wall that I hit. And then mile 20 to 25, I kind of got my second wind again and even managed a little bit of a sprint finish in front of the crowd. So, it was thanks to the crowd and the support, really, that kind of dragged me over the finish line. And I just can't thank everyone enough.
Yeah, everyone who was there, well done. Well done for supporting Andy. And Andy, I'll let you off. He was meant to be in here, but I presume it turned into a bit of a late one.
Sadly, it was.
you deserve it.
Overcome, so
I apologise for that. You deserve it. Well done, pal. We'll catch up with you soon. Thank you very much indeed. That's Andy Grant, who last night set a new world record at Wavertree Running Track. Fastest single leg amputee to run 10 kilometres. Did it in 37 minutes and 17 seconds.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.